This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. For almost 40 years, Antonio Vivaldi taught at the Ospedale della Pietà, an all-female orphanage in Venice. There were some 1,000 orphans, yet only 50 were chosen to study music under Vivaldi. This exceptional small group of talented young women became a sensation in Italy. You might say they were Vivaldi's angels. Matthias Mata and his Canadian-based ensemble Caprice pay homage to this incredible music Vivaldi composed for the young women of the Ospedale on their new recording, Gloria, Vivaldi's Angels. The Gloria is one of Vivaldi's best-known works for choir and orchestra. Hearing it with an all-women's choir seems odd at first because the notation of the choir's parts indicates it was designed for a conventional choir with added bass and tenor line, and that's how we usually hear it. Looking at the historical circumstances, however, it's apparent that Vivaldi composed this work originally for his angels at the Ospedale. In this performance, Ensemble Caprice has a gentler sound that affords them plenty of flexibility when it comes to dramatic, loud, and soft dynamics. The young musicians at the Ospedale were extraordinary. Their talent matched the best orchestras at the most prestigious courts of the day. Vivaldi artfully showcased the talent of each singer and musician who interpreted his music. This skill is evident throughout pieces like Laudamus Te. Monica Malk and Shannon Mercer are the dueling sopranos who soar through this duet with melodic lines similar to virtuosic violin music. We hear that same effervescent agility in the solo soprano voice of Shannon Mercer in Ostra Picta, a motet which, in concert, served as an introduction to Vivaldi's Gloria. The simple instrumentation of organ, oboe, and solo soprano in the Domine Deus Rex Celestis from the Gloria is another example of how Vivaldi uses individual musicians to the fullest. The lilting soprano voice of Shannon Mercer is otherworldly in this performance. The choir offers major surprises on this recording, too. The intervals between the vocal registers of the different female voices on this recording are smaller than you might hear in a mixed-gender choir. That means the tighter harmonies more strongly impact the dissonances we hear, which is evident in pieces like Et Misericordia from Vivaldi's Magnificat. According to reports during Vivaldi's time, members of the audience at La Pietà who came to hear the marvelous young women under his direction would often cry and cheer enthusiastically during the performances. In listening to the challenging works on this new recording, it's no wonder they were so impressed and amazed by Vivaldi's Angels. This recording with Matthias Mata and Ensemble Caprice, which pays homage to the music Vivaldi wrote for his angels at La Pietà, will surprise and delight as well. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.